This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Just wrapping up a conversation here about the fact that my car is faster than Mark's, and he's not happy about it.
I'm nice. Believe me, I try to buy cars that are slow.
Fair point.
I think you downplayed on how many 13-year-olds I could beat up in a given...
No, I did downplay it. I guessed 6. Tyler guessed 8.
Right.
I'm giving you a chance here.
We were talking about the story with the 13-year-old that was shot in the back by the police for walking away from them in Utah. And I had looked up, just because I wanted to know, how intimidating is a 13-year-old, really?
I'm not going to lie, Matt. This is why we need a box in here that just starts recording during every commercial break that just records this bizarre ambient conversation.
And what we came up with is that, so I looked this up, average height and weight for boys. 13-year-old is, his average height is 5'1¾", so call it 5'2", and his average weight, I'm not doing this anything for you Europeans out there, you're going to have to get your own stuff off the internet. And the average weight
is... How many European 13-year-olds could you take?
102. I don't know, it depends on where in Europe, really.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've actually got Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, calling Nobody. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening in the car with Ian, and the thing about thinking about Black Lives Matter, you've got to think of it about two movements, which I know you hit upon a lot, Aria, but in terms of motivations, the top movement, I think, is they are a Marxist organization.
Mm-hmm.
To use the rank and file, I believe, as cannon fodder. And so they're not interested in lives. They're not interested in any lives. They're interested in ideology. And so the question of why did they choose Black Lives Matter as a name, I believe it was specifically because they wanted to prevent the white support that they would have gotten, or the level of white support they would have gotten, if it was called End Police Brutality.
Sure, I mean, that's essentially the argument that Tyler made as well. But, we've already disavowed the organization as much as we can. I mean, none of us are fans of the organization calling itself Black Lives Matter.
Right, but so anyway, that I think is the point. But eventually, you know, I believe the intent and the reason that they have to keep the they can't have us out grieving Duncan Lemp while they're drunk grieving George Floyd is that they don't want a militia movement or basically libertarian activists, white activists in general, to have contact with them, and they don't want a mutual respect to form. And that's why I go out of my way to say, yes, absolutely, Black Lives Matter. I post it repeatedly. And then in the small print, I disavow the organization. Because, like you say, you... with that point, and we should not argue with that point. Nobody should be trying to refute true statements. Black lives do matter. And it's almost certain that, you know, some people get killed while black who would not have been killed if they were sure of that. And the FBI has documented infiltration of multiple police stations by white supremacists and KKK for a long time. And you can't tell me those guys aren't serving as opportunistic killers. So if we relax a little bit and we tolerate the fact that yes, there is you know, to a lot of people, it is primarily about Black Lives, but I'm in Black Lives Matter groups on Facebook. They posted stories about that 13-year-old boy, and they weren't happy about it. You know, they posted pictures about the libertarian, or they posted stories about the libertarian bloke who got killed at the Black Lives Matter event. You know, who they're really upset about, the people who got shot by Kyle. Now, I think that was self-defense, but keep in mind, those were three skeevy white boys. Those were not Black Lives, but they were aligned with them, and that made a difference. So it's not, I think that the reason that you don't hear as much about those things there is, I think to some extent, they don't necessarily feel that the white community is aligned with them. And in terms of Black people not being killed, I think 90% of the white, of the white community is completely in line with that not being happening. So anyway, I think outreach to these guys is very important.
I would agree. Nobody, thanks so much for the call.
That was exactly my point. And the idea is, if you told people that we should end police brutality, I would say that like 95% plus people would be on board with that. There's very few people out there that are like, actually, I don't think there's enough police brutality. The problem is that
I don't know, man. Have you met Republicans?
You know, okay, yeah, there maybe. There's a few really statist Republicans out there that just love cops regardless of what they do. But the thing is that it, to me, it seems like the organization is intentionally
trying
to be divisive.
Can we stop talking about the organization,
but
though?
But you can't, because when you say Black Lives Matter, you are inadvertently, that's why they gave him that name, that's why they used that name, is because we have to have this conversation trying to divide it, and then no matter what, if you bring up, well, do Black Lives Matter, you're giving credence to that organization. It's a very slimy tactic, if you ask me. Like I said, it's just
done all the time.
It is done all the time, and just in this situation, it creates division. If these people wanted to put forth legislation that ended police brutality, they should be doing it in the best way possible, not in this divide. Like, you need to bend the knee and admit that Black Lives Matter just as much, and that we need to have legislation that protects Black people specifically. It's identitarian politics.
Do you remember the what's the?
You're still conflating the organization with the movement itself, but let's come back to that.
Do you remember the comedy team Something and Peel? They used to work together some time ago.
I don't remember the other guy's name.
Two black guys. Sorry, other guy.
The ones who wanted to be the new Dave Chappelle's and who failed miserably.
Yeah, those guys put together a piece where basically they had a libertarian or a patriot or somebody in the car who was refusing to a white guy who was refusing to cooperate with a white police officer, and the one of them comes up as dressed as a black police officer and punches the dude in the face, and basically you know, just whatever, disavow in the process, disavows the sort of help that's out there on the libertarian side. And I've seen this again and again and again, is it's like, you know, the people who want what they want, whatever they want it from the group. They want it the way they want it. They don't want to work with people. They don't want to do this kind of stuff. And if you come along, if you disagree in one way at all, you're canceled. You're up out of there.
Well, you're entirely incorrect. You may be talking about Black Lives Matter, the organization. Again, we've already written them off. I don't know why we're still talking about them. I have yet to meet a leftist Black Lives Matter supporter who threw me out of the room and stopped having anything to do with me when they found out that I was not a fan of mask mandates, or that I'm right wing when it comes to economics.
What about the freedom of speech
or
stuff
that,
went on in Boston? Like,
or that, or that I'm hashtagging Free Cantwell. I have yet to meet a Black Lives Matter supporter, not a member of the organization. We're not talking about the organization, an actual member of Black Lives Matter.
I'm talking
who
about
takes
the
issue with me and just goes, "Oh, you disagreed with me on this one thing. You're done." That person, that's a cartoon. That's a
caricature.
Yes. So that's not a real person. That's a straw man that you've been.
Oh, please! In Boston, just a couple of years ago, there was a free speech situation. Antifa shows up, encircles them, and begins beating on people whom they believe may disagree with them. This was just a free speech situation. Yes, there were some people who were going to speak at it that the Antifa people would disagree with, but they say not only can't those people speak, but nobody can speak because those people, the people that are speaking, are now speaking at an event with a racist, so therefore everybody involved is racist. Everybody's a racist that I say is a racist.
So now anyone who calls themselves Antifa is violent? Who's the collectivist now, Mark? 855-450-3733. That's
and people who call themselves Antifa are as anti-fascist as Nazis are National Socialists. How's
I'm Antifa.
That?
I'm against fascism. I'm anti-fascist.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
BINOVITE.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Mark, and Tyler. And I have to say, I'm so happy we have this new Matrix server because I had missed people criticizing literally every single word that came out of my mouth. But coming up next year in 2021, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival and is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can find out links. You can find links to all of the cool stuff: the Telegram chat, the forum at forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th, and we'll see you there. Once more, that's forkfest.party. Well, let's keep going with the phone calls. We've got April calling from Arkansas. April, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. So I think that it's kind of hard to separate the Black Lives Matter group from the term Black Lives Matter because the news and everything has been talking about Black Lives Matter. It's kind of seen. It's not really disassociated between the two. And then with the group, you know, they kind of pick and choose which Black Lives Matter, you know, whether it's black-on-black crime or, you know, if a black child is shot, if it's not by a white cop, then it's not really, you know, talked about.
Sure. I would agree that a lot of people probably don't stop to think about, but a lot of people probably aren't even aware of the existence of the Black Lives Matter organization.
Come on. A lot? What is a lot?
Dude, 4,000 voters just went into the booth and voted for me. These people are ignorant about what's going on around them. I would be stunned if even 5% of the people at these Black Lives Matter protests, rallies, whatever you want to call them, have any idea that this organization, calling itself Black Lives Matter, even exists. I would be stunned if 5% of them knew that.
Yeah, well, I'd be stunned if you could get 5% of Americans to agree that a government is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege of the use of violence over a given landmass. But it's the truth.
Sure. But that's exactly part of the problem with the name, is that just by agreeing that Black Lives Matter, you give the organization credence. How many people do you think have donated to Black Lives Matter not realizing that it's a Marxist organization? Probably tons. And that's, I don't know, to me that's a huge problem. Like,
you know,
if a bunch of
support the movement without supporting the organization.
Well, look at it this way. If a bunch of Nazis got together and started an organization called Antima, right? Anti-Marxist. I mean, do you think it'd be okay for me to be like, well, I'm anti-Marxist, so I must align with these people? Well, no, they're Nazis. That's what Antifa's doing. You know, and Black Lives Matter isn't much different. What it is it's divisive identitarian politics. And it takes away from the conversation. You know, if they did just call themselves All Lives Matter or police brutality is wrong, we would be having a completely different conversation.
Would we? Because you're criticizing Antifa for exactly the same things, and that's essentially what Antifa has done. Just said, we oppose fascism. But you do have these groups that call themselves Antifa that aren't, you know, corporatized entities. They aren't these fully board member having organizations that are doing things that not all Antifa people, you know, support. And you're saying essentially the same things about Antifa that you're saying about Black Lives Matter. Which is that you just can't claim to have any association with these people because there are some members who are doing things you don't
associate
like
with whomever you want. But understand, when you lay down in mud, you're going to get dirty.
Yeah.
You're the person who's calling themselves a Satanist,
sure.
So I don't expect you to listen to what I have to say, because what I have to say has to do with sort of reasonable, normal human activity, and you don't want anything to do with that.
No, you're incorrect, Mark. I'm not laying down in mud. You're trying to throw mud on me.
No, you have laid down thoroughly in mud. You have called yourself BLM, Antifa, and a Satanist all in one show.
Yes,
and then you expect me somehow to take what you say seriously.
Because, Mark, you're not listening to what Black Lives Matter actually means. You're not listening to what Satanism actually means. You're not listening to what Antifa actually means. Instead, you're clinging to your worldviews of what you believe these organizations or these groups represent in your mind that has no bearing on the reality of the situation, that Black Lives Matter is a movement that means black lives should matter.
Black
I told
lives
you this, and yet we're still repeatedly coming back to the freaking organization.
Because all lives
hold on
matter.
We're still coming right back to the freaking organization. Which we've already all disavowed.
But we've also all agreed that black lives do matter. That's another thing.
But
so
we
like
haven't.
I have.
Who hasn't?
I've agreed that black lives should matter. The problem is that in American society, they don't matter as much as white lives.
Okay. But what I'm telling you as a marketer,
so do
that if you put together your marketing program, you do it for a reason. And the conscious decision to call their organization All Lives Matter was dismissed, and they chose to call their organization Black Lives Matter. And I have a question that you will not answer.
I'll answer it. Ask it.
Why?
Because black lives historically in the United States have not mattered.
Why didn't they get question? Why
because
didn't
they were persecuted for centuries
all
for being
lives matter.
Because they were persecuted for centuries for being black. You get that right?
They weren't persecuted for centuries.
Black people has been alive
for centuries.
Let's have the full scale autism argument here. Their ancestors, black people in the United States, have been historically oppressed.
Agreed.
That's why they chose the name.
It's a poor choice.
I would say that we're having two separate conversations. We're having the conversation whether or not Black Lives Matter, and then we're having the conversation, why did BLM choose the name that they did? You're suggesting that they chose it for these really good reasons, and I'm suggesting that they're a bunch of Marxists, and they chose it so that way you can't argue with them. I know that's why the organization chose the name. The question is, why did the movement choose the name? Because, again, we're right back to the freaking organization that we've all already disavowed.
This is exactly what Marxists do.
You jumped right back to the question of the organization that we've already all disavowed.
The organization is pushing the movement. The movement would have no credence
without the organization. Has co-opted the movement to turn people like you against it. And you've let them.
Really? That's the reason the organization called themselves Black Lives Matter, was to turn people like me against the movement? That was
not,
it?
No. You're correct.
Seriously.
No, that was not it.
I mean, the Tea Party was co-opted, so I can look back and I can say co-opting can happen.
But they knew that was likely to happen, right?
Hmm. And the Tea Party's wrong, but BLM's okay? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that the principles behind the Tea Party, the people who aren't affiliated with that nonsense that it became, the Ron Paul people who started the Tea Party, great. Call yourself Tea Party. You're Tea Party. I'm with you. I'm Tea Party by those standards. But if you want to talk about the Michelle Bachmanns, no.
Yeah, whatever else.
I'm not okay with that because it was co-opted.
Are you anti-Marxist?
Yes.
So if a Nazi made a group called Antifa, would you join it, stating that I'm not a Nazi?
There's
but
no
I am.
Group to join when it comes to Antifa.
Okay. Well, that is in itself part of the problem, is the lack of accountability. You can't be anti-fascist.
Anybody can run around and call themselves a libertarian.
That's literally what Antifa means, anti-fascist. I understand that it has these connotations based on the actions, but why are you collectivizing everyone who is anti-fascist into this group, Mark?
The same reason I collectivize anybody dumb enough to call themselves a national socialist into the group of Nazis.
Yeah. And you call yourself an individualist while you're standing here admitting to discarding the individual on the basis of collectivism.
I discard the individual as an individual based on trolling bad marketing, okay? If you are, you make enough poor decisions in a row, expect me to abandon your position.
The Black Lives Matter movement has not made those poor decisions. An organization did by calling itself Black Lives Matter in order to,
change their
co-opt the movement.
Change the name of the movement.
Good point. Yeah.
I would support that. We've reached an agreement on something. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News. Missouri Governor Mike Parson and his wife, First Lady Teresa Parson, has tested positive for COVID-19. The governor's communication office said Teresa Parson underwent the testing early on Wednesday after displaying some minor symptoms. The governor was tested after learning of her positive test, and he was also determined to have the virus. In a statement, he said, "At this time, the governor feels healthy and is displaying no symptoms. The First Lady has mild symptoms." Mike Parson canceled all official and campaign events in light of the test results. During this time, Governor Parson continues to conduct and fulfill all roles of business of the state of Missouri from the governor's mansion without any interruption. The governor's staff was also tested as a result of the 2 positive tests, and they're now awaiting those results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
I want to say thank you to Matt Perrault, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, it's a way for you to contribute to the show and help us grow. If you like what we're doing, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, well, this is how that's achieved. All we ask to join is $5 per month. It gets you a number of cool little perks like an AMP only call in line that no longer exists, an AMP only group
on
Facebook.
You can't call in line right now?
The landline, I thought that was like a temporary tryout thing. I was talking about the AMP only call in line on Discord that no longer exists.
No, you can do the AMP call in line. Yeah, that's okay. It exists.
So
but
there are
only
still
amplifiers
cool
get the number. We can't.
Right.
We don't even give it out on the air.
Yeah. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like hearing me and Mark and Tyler argue about semantics for the last 2.5 hours.
Well, one thing that's for certain is this conversation, the way this conversation is being had, is not being had anywhere else.
I would agree.
On radio or television or major media or anything. You cannot find broadcast of the way that we talk about the issues. Because nobody looks at it the way we do on Free Talk Live. We are an enigma in broadcast. Somehow we made it here.
Definitely an enigma. So thank you to Matt Perrault. We hope you enjoyed the show and our nonsensical rambling and argument. So, getting into the actual...
I want to go into that just a little bit more.
Of course
you do. Free Talk Live is...
Okay.
Yes, Free Talk Live is a show that allows anybody to call in about anything. But... we take it a bit further, right? So you would agree that Ian and I are the sort of principals behind Free Talk Live, and I don't, and you stand for a lot of things that I do not stand for, right?
Like, I don't know that that's true. You just don't like accepting the fact that we stand for the same things.
Well, I'm going to reject that, too.
Right, because you don't like it. But I mean...
So... you use a lot of labels that I think are terrible.
Sure.
Okay.
But the meaning behind those labels are essentially the same things that you stand for.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't stand in the way of you getting on the air,
that's
right?
That's absolutely true.
You're not on the air in spite of my opinions. You're on the air because I think you're a good host.
Thank you.
And, I have advocated multiple times for you to get on. I don't have to agree with you to think you're a good host. I just think you're a good host. And that means that, your opinion gets on, too. Free Talk Live isn't about... what your opinion is, it ultimately comes down to, do you believe in aggression against other people? It's a few libertarians doing a radio show. We don't agree on everything. It's a big movement, and you can have lots of opinions. So that's
I'm trying to think of a way of making the point that you disavow libertarianism because of what a handful of people in that movement have done. But let's move on to the story
that's
about...
that's like disavowing autism.
Or like disavowing Antifa or Black Lives Matter. But let's move on to the article that you have, Tyler, about rich kids, rich revolutionary. Rich,
privileged white kids. So this article from Mises says, what's with rich kid revolutionaries? By now, readers are no doubt familiar with the sight of angry mobs smashing windows, looting stores, and harassing pedestrians and street diners across the country, supposedly in the name of advocating for the rights of Black Americans. Around the country, these mobs are diverse and have diverse motives, ranging from simply wanting to loot and get free stuff to being driven by a deeply held ideological belief. However, one can't help but notice that in many places, a significant number of those causing disturbances are not the subjects of the state oppression in question, but are often white and sometimes even affluent, and as a result are almost completely isolated from the consequences of their destructive sprees.
Yeah, because daddy can always bail them out. Right.
That seems to be the case, yeah.
Or cops will always just turn an eye.
Right, and and especially right now with everyone being unemployed, it really kind of comes down to who's bored at home and needs something to go stand for to make themselves feel validated.
That's a good point, because, the working class people don't have the luxury of just going out and protesting all day every day. They have to get back to their jobs. But
they feed their kids.
A rich white kid doesn't have those responsibilities or obligations.
Portland, site of over 100 straight days of protests and often violent rioting, seems like the poster child for this phenomenon. Portland is, in fact, the whitest big city in the U.S. In New York City, the Daily Mail reported on the recent arrest of 7 members of the new African Black Panther Party, a revolutionary Maoist group, after a rioting spree that cost at least $100,000 in damages. Every one of them appears to be white from their mugshots, and among them are...
African Black Panther movement is full of white kids.
Full of white people, yeah. Oddly enough. So among them
Portland.
Are an art director, okay, who has done work for Pepsi and Samsung, a model and actress, and the son of a famous comic book writer. The New York Post profiled one writer, 20-year-old Clara Craver, and discovered that her mother runs her own architecture firm and her father is a psychiatrist who teaches at Columbia University.
So the article says that all of these people appear to be white. Has anyone actually checked their ethnicity to make sure that's the case?
Are they allowed to claim whatever ethnicity they want?
That wasn't my question.
I wonder whether Rachel Dunnichel, who was accused of being posing as a black woman of the NAACP in Washington.
That.
Yeah, she was the first of all these. If she had had, and we don't know. I mean, my wife is some small percentage black, right? And you wouldn't know.
Sure.
So Rachel Dunnichel could be some small percentage black, and you wouldn't know. By what criteria? Because this is the problem. And when people get their cards pulled for race, as far as I'm concerned, if you can declare yourself, if I could declare myself a woman tomorrow, I can declare myself a black man tomorrow. And therefore, you know, transracialism, fine by me. But
I'm not going anywhere near this one.
Transracialism, spicy. Well, okay, hold on, real quick. Aria, you asked what, the, like, what has anyone done figured out what their ethnicity is, right?
Sure.
So if they're white on appearance, what other ethnicities are you thinking that they could claim to be? Because, like, right off the bat, if you're part of a Black Panther movement and you're white, really, I could only imagine maybe if you're South African. Right.
Well, we don't know that they're white, because as far as I know, we haven't actually checked their ethnicity. We're looking at them going...
How do you do that?
I don't know, Mark.
How do you check somebody's ethnicity?
A genetic test? I'm not trying to make some definitive...
That's
okay,
not fair.
They're 50%.
You can't go around freaking swapping people based on... What color did you just say you were?
I'm not saying you should. But there would be some sort of evidence whether or not these people are white or black.
Yeah. It would be... brown skin.
That's kind of the problem, right? It just comes down to how much melanin you've got in your skin.
Are we going to argue about Tiger Woods now?
No.
Jennifer Lopez?
I don't know what color Jennifer Lopez is. I don't... what she identify as?
I have no idea, dude.
That's the thing.
My point
as
is
far
that
as I'm concerned, you are what you say.
When
but
you come back
don't
from
expect
Florida,
to not be laughed at.
When you come back from Florida, you're often dark enough that you could pass for
Are you
Hispanic.
Making fun of my Hispanic heritage?
No. Are you Hispanic?
Yes!
Do you get pulled over more in the summer, Mark?
I can get so dark it ruins my credit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When I go... look, Hispanic is the funniest...
and you were worried about being on air with a Satanist, Mark. Really, dude?
I can get really dark. It's because of my Hispanic heritage. But my Hispanic heritage is from Spain, as opposed to from, Latin America or something like that. I'm Latin, not I'm Hispanic, not Latin. And Hispanic is the only ethnic choice you can make by speaking a language. Hispanic literally means Spanish speaker. So the fact that I have Spanish heritage is... an aside to the fact that I'm Hispanic. I'm Hispanic because I can speak Spanish. And
okay.
I'll have you during the break, speak five Spanish words, and you get to be Hispanic, too.
No, Mark, I'm good on this.
I know.
Good.
This is
I'm
why
good.
Racial I'm conversations good. Are dumb.
Well, that's the problem, right, is there's this weird dichotomy where race genetically doesn't actually exist, yet we all have to acknowledge that skin color
does. Well, it
exists,
but it's on a spectrum.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, there is a certain point at which you can look at someone and say, okay, yes, he's white or he's black.
Yeah, right, it's reality,
but
right?
Is there a definitive line drawn on that spectrum that differentiates one person who's white from one person who's black? I don't think there is, and I wouldn't attempt to draw that line. I'm just saying the spectrum is there. 855-450-FREE.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind or just sit and listen to us having pedantic arguments. 855-450-3733. And you know, from mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by more than 10 times. And nothing is stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again, and actually that's their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will the value go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and start earning Divvy with a masternode or staking Divvy. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin as well. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project. .org. And before we get too much further into this, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, BLM, Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, yep, they call it that too.
Charles Manson and LBJ, what do they have in common with BLM?
I don't know. I know Charles Manson wanted to kick off a race war.
Yep.
And that was part of his whole hocus pocus thing or helter skelter thing.
Yeah, yeah. He was beating Antifa and BLM by 50 years. He was 50 years ahead of his time. And LBJ as well.
I don't think I want to characterize Charles Manson as being 50 years ahead of his time.
Well, he was 50 years ahead of his time. So LBJ, the Great Society, and the dubious quote attributed to him is what?
I don't know that one.
What is this, a trivia show? Dave, get to the point.
I like that.
This is the point, and this is FCC appropriate. appropriate, so don't get worried. I'll have them N-words voting Democratic for 200 years.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. And so what? The one figure I heard was $22 trillion is what the welfare system established by the Great Society and LBJ, as in ELBJ, LBJ. That's what the one figure.
Well, joke's on him. I don't think we're going to be voting for 200 years.
Yeah. I would agree. So, David, thanks so much for the call. I didn't know that about LBJ, but I'm not surprised.
I think I have heard that quote. He said it was dubious, and I do believe it is dubious. But do I believe he said it? Oh, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. He was awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they all are. I mean, but, you know, Martin Luther King and the original Civil Rights Movement, they knew that the Democrats weren't on their side. They knew that they would try to use them politically as a weapon against the Republicans, and that's exactly what's happened.
Right. There's a great quote from Malcolm X, too, about how, you know, black people shouldn't trust Republicans, but they shouldn't trust Democrats more, because at least Republicans are outward with their hatred toward black people, whereas Democrats are just using them.
Yeah. I would agree with that assessment entirely.
But, most black activists, up to a certain point, were Republicans, and then they abandoned it because of the Southern strategy. So prior to the Southern strategy, apparently it wasn't a problem to be Republican. And I imagine many Republicans today lament this Southern strategy and whatever the outcomes were and wish that they could somehow get more black people back into the Republican Party, but don't know how. I don't know how.
Well, the first step would be to stop being racist. I mean, to stop electing people like Donald Trump who
what?
May or may not be racist. But he's not the type of person that anyone who isn't a straight cis white dude is going to be comfortable voting for.
Trump is growing. For one, I have an immigrant friend who was rabidly pro-Trump in 2016, and I presume he has not changed his mind. Matter of fact,
okay, sure. My statement was a bit hyperbolic,
yeah.
But most.
Yeah, I can't speak to. I think Donald Trump certainly appeals to more men than he does to women.
Probably.
Yeah.
He has a very bombastic way with his rhetoric, and I think that does not appeal to people with more sensitive sensibilities.
My wife wouldn't vote for him to save her life.
You know, he did do that whole grab her by the thingy.
Yeah. But, I mean, look at Joe Biden. I mean...
Yeah, Joe Biden's no better.
I'm sitting right here.
I don't know if either one of them is really worse, but Joe Biden's definitely not better.
I'm sitting here with a story about a Secret Service agent that was trying to beat Joe Biden's butt over grabbing his wife's breast during a photo shoot opportunity. So, you know, this guy, they're crooked old perverts is what they are.
They are. They are senile, old, crooked perverts, and I have to say the debate between them is coming up next Tuesday. I cannot wait for this glorious event to unfold because it's going to be one of the greatest moments in American politics.
What kind of drinking game should we surround here? So every time or that, I don't know.
Every time Joe Biden says, here's the deal, you have to have a drink.
Okay.
That's rule number one.
All right.
If he mentions corn pop, you got to take a shot. and the scary one is if he messes up on his sentence, or the hair on his legs. If he fibs up a word or something, you should take a drink, but you're probably going to be drunk within the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump talks about creating jobs, you take a shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Well, he's
no one's going to survive to the first commercial break.
No. If he calls the coronavirus the China virus, you take a shot.
Okay, I'm down. No. I'll take a shot for that right now.
No, I'm not saying it's likely, but in the event that it does happen, that Joe Biden finds a female moderator and starts sniffing her hair,
finish the bottle.
If neither one of them control themselves over the moderator.
I'm sure you're familiar with Mark Edge Googling on Twitter, right? Which is someone who's got this troll account to mess with you.
Well, brilliant individual. I sent them cryptocurrency to the point that, like, and years ago, they're probably quite wealthy at this point if they've held it.
Whoever it is that's running that made the point, you know, why won't they let...
They're much better talk show hosts than I
am. Why won't they let her speak? Is it because they're scared they'll molest her? I was like, that's brilliant, man.
He is. Whomever it is, he she, I don't know. I've tried to figure it out. I simply don't know. I've had some suspicions. I think it's somebody I've probably never met.
I guess. I don't know, man, but
I don't feel like you could be that insightful and hilarious and all those things that hang out with me, and I just don't get it. But it's not you. Like, I just don't.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So any other ideas for the Joe Biden-Donald Trump debate drinking game? Because Tuesday's going to be wild. If we develop this drinking game, we're going to kill half the American population with alcohol poisoning. The other half isn't going to pay attention.
So one thing that makes people choose a president that you probably don't think of is whether or not they have a dog.
Mm.
Like, almost all get a dog right about that time.
This is why Obama got a dog, correct?
Right. Basically, you got to have a dog, Barry. You know? And Trump doesn't have a dog.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Does Biden?
Yep.
Does he sniff its butt?
He's a career politician. But it is a purebred. You want to guess what breed?
Not really.
No.
I'm scared of what the answer is going to be.
German Shepherd.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a person I know, acquaintance, that has German Shepherds, and he was really excited about Joe Biden, in part because he has German Shepherds. So there you go. Mitt Romney
this
lost.
This is why I'm the sheriff candidate of Cheshire County, Mark.
Yep, because people make stupid decisions for stupid reasons.
Yes.
Mitt Romney lost in
including
part.
Not having reasons.
Mitt Romney lost in part because he strapped his dog to the top of his station wagon at some point on vacation and didn't know that was a bad thing to do. I'll say this. If you had learned from it, that would be one thing. But, you know, somehow or another, thought that it was okay to strap a dog in a crate to the top of my station wagon.
I recall seeing someone mention that today on Twitter, but I don't recall it when it actually happened, and it seems like I would have learned about that.
Well,
were so many other things wrong with Romney that his treatment of animals was not on my radar.
So Gandhi's got a pretty good quote about animals and something about you can judge a society based on the way it treats animals, and I think that there's some insight that you can get. I mean, if you travel the world to the poorest areas, you're going to see some really bad treatment of animals. And that's because, you know, life stinks there in those places. Here in this posh, plush society in which we live, we now consider, I mean, think of the way dogs have been lionized, I don't know the right terminology, in the last decade, because everybody on the internet just loves cats and dogs and these kind of things. It's just they've gotten more and more pure as time goes by. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I love dogs too, but it's just kind of interesting to watch.
I like dogs, but I'm a cat person.
Okay. I don't have a preference, but.
Have we ever had a president who had a cat?
I'm sure.
It seems like the kind of trivia you would know.
Yeah, I remember one name, Sox. So, yeah, but okay. I can't tell you who and what.
I still wouldn't vote for a presidential candidate just because they had a cat.
Yeah. You think the Marines would salute the kitty litter box?
Oof. I hope so.
I don't know.
Do your jobs.
Well, thanks for listening. This archive will be available shortly over at freetalklive.com. And it's not the only one. We've got an archive there going back more than 10 years. Go check it out one more time. That's freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised.
This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.